We're going to call to order the special sanitary sewer special service district meeting. I guess that's the right way to say it. Okay, so we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Start off the roll call, start with Barbara.
Barbara Patterson.
TJ Mitchell.
Anna Stanton.
Karen Peterson.
And Mitch Adams. We also have Mike Peterson with us by telephone listening in. So Mike?
Hello.
Okay, you're still there. Yes, this is June 18th, 2015, held at 2267 North 1500 West Clinton, Utah. So, all right, this is dealing with Resolution 01-1 SSSD, adoption of the FY 2015-2016 Special Sewer District Budget. So, Dennis?
The council sits as the Board of Trustees for the Special District, Special Sewer District. And this special sewer district basically serves the Creamfield Estates subdivision. It is not self-sufficient yet because we haven't had enough development. There are no changes in the budget from what was presented in the tentative budget and in our earlier meetings. I anticipate, it depends on expenses, but I anticipate the carryover will be about $9,000 less than it is this current year. So we still have a couple hundred thousand dollars that was borrowed that's it's still in there. And as we get more homes in there, then it starts to bleed less. But we need to be able to pay the loan back to the sewer department. And we need to be able to set aside reserves for future maintenance and development or repairs rather. And those things haven't occurred yet because we're still in a deficit mode. But as another 50, 60, 100 homes are developed out there, then it'll be breaking even. We'll be able to start paying back the sewer fund. And it's just the numbers. They pay almost double what the rest of the city citizens pay for sewer because there's special costs with that district area. It's the only area that we have with a lift station, a pump station, so there's more maintenance, there's more cost involved initially, and there'll be more continuing costs in the future.
Dennis, when they pay it back to the sewer, when they pay it back, do we charge them interest to pay it back, or do it's just a straight across payback?
Interest is supposed to be involved in it, so at that point in time, we'll have to identify the amount at the time.
Okay, that's.
We actually are not making a whole lot of money on interest right now.
Yeah.
So it's not a significant number. Were we in a big inflation time period where interest, you know, was earning in the bank 5, 8, 9%, then it would be significant. Right now, we get about 0.5%, and so it's. I mean, it's something, but it's not that significant right now.
Okay.
It's been that way for about 5 years, 6 years.
Okay. And this is a public hearing, is it not, or is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Public hearing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So any public comment on the special sanitary sewer district budget? There appears to be no public comment. Therefore, we'll close the public hearing. And we're looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 01-15 SSD, adopting the Clinton City Sanitary Sewer Special Service District final budget.
Okay, we got a motion by TJ.
I'll second that.
Second by Anna, was that? Any further discussion? And voting roll call starts Barbara.
Yes.
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 Motion carries 4-0. And any other business that needs to come before the SSSD?
No, I make a motion that we adjourn.
So Barbara to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Anna. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries 4-0. And I think that's the end of the meeting.
We're basically done, but I asked Mike to be here especially in order to kind of give you an overview of what happened on 1800 North. Mike, are you ready for that? But it's difficult for Mike Peterson to hear, so you need to speak right into the microphone, because you're pretty close to the microphone pickups there.